With all the political tensions in Venezuela, people there can use a little musical entertainment. The Venezuelan hip-hop group Cuarto Poder has been providing that for about 10 years now. Reporter Will Grant recently met up with the group's members in a historic square in Caracas. It's the same place where they started making music together a decade ago.
If you were on a beach in Venezuela this summer, chances are you would have heard this song. Arenita Playita was a huge hit for the hip-hop quartet Cuarto Poder. But before their tracks were played across Latin America, they would come down to Paseo Los Próceres to freestyle.
Un minutico está pidiendo el pana para tirar un freestyle, pero tranquilo.
So we're here in Los Próceres, and normally when I come here, it's for an event with President Chavez, a military parade. This is a stunning part of Caracas, really the heart of its military and institutional power in many ways. But there was more of an underground culture happening here too in the past few years. This is the birthplace of Venezuelan hip hop.
I was joined by three of the four members of the band.
Couture MC,
Psycho Wolf,
El Rojo MC.
For rapper Psycho, the Próceres was the perfect training ground for young rappers.
It's beautiful, really big and open, with enough space to hold however many rappers you want to hook up to make music. If you couldn't afford a car, you could get here by bus or by metro. Plus, it's militarized, which made us feel safer. Although when we started out, there weren't as many problems with violence as there are today.
Cuarto Poder recently headlined a huge outdoor concert organized by opposition politicians in Caracas. But the group has been careful to tread a non-political path in Hugo Chavez's polarized Venezuela. Psycho says they hope their music can be appreciated by people on both sides of the political divide.
Anyone can hear that the things we say are real. This isn't a game. We live in one of the most dangerous countries in the world, but we're still able to write a song like El Que Llevo Llevo, which tries to remind people that although there are tough situations, they're surmountable. And that's what we're part of, that Latino reality.
El chulio de los amigos invisibles con los locos de Cuarto Poder. Como dice Vlade, la vida te da, te quita y te da. En Caracas llevamos, toma, llevo yo, lleva tú, lleva ella, lleva él.
Full criollo rap.
MC Cotor says the group has forged a Venezuelan sound, which they call full criollo rap.
Full criollo rap, es un rap.
Full Creole rap is hip-hop made in Venezuela with local elements, and wherever you hear it, it has a Latin American sound that just breathes Venezuela. What we hope is that people in other countries and continents can understand it, listen to it, and enjoy it, and have that experience which we've had with other genres when we might not even understand the words we're singing along to. The important question is, what do you feel when you listen to full Creole rap?
For The World, I'm Will Grant in Caracas, Venezuela.
Esta vida lleva a todo el mundo, y es inevitable porque cosas pasan. Y en esta vida siempre pasan cosas, y es algo inevitable de este loco mundo. Cuando tú menos lo esperas, se te perdió la chequera, se volteó, se tropezó, y de jugo te bañó la mesera. Luego te llega un mensaje donde te deja tu jeva, y al final te cuento de que lleva, lleva.
Lleva, 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 que llevo, llevo. Llevo, llevo.
Cuarto Poder have recently released their first album in the U.S. It's called In the House. We have a link to it at theworld.org and a video of band members freestyling and talking about how they first met. Again, it's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
Lleva, 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 que llevo, llevo.